104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. It's another Paternity Test Tuesday. Gen BT, the case of what happens in stays in. You know, like that Vegas thing, what happens in Vegas stays. Well, way before that, that terminology was used in Cancun.
Ooh.
And we have Major and Molly both on the phone right now. Molly asked for the paternity test because what happened in Cancun was supposed to stay in Cancun. And it didn't. Molly, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm okay.
Why you asked for a paternity test?
Well, because, you know, when I met Major in Cancun, you know, we had a really wonderful time. It was great. But, you know, both of us were seeing other people back in the States. So we just decided to whatever happened there would stay there. However, I got pregnant, and, you know, I did a paternity test, and it ended up not being the boyfriend that I was with at the time. And so if it wasn't my boyfriend, then it has to be Major.
So you had a boyfriend in the United States, and you hooked up with Major in Cancun?
Right.
How long ago was that?
It was 2012, about 7 years ago.
Wow.
That's a long time
ago. 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Major, what do you say to this, bro?
I think this is ridiculous, honestly. Why? Like, it's been 7 years. There's no way it can be me. And why, after 7 years, are you deciding to contact me about this?
I'm not trying to start any drama. I'm just trying to figure this out. Like, I just want some answers.
Did y'all contact each other anytime after, you know, when you got back to the States?
No.
No.
Not at all?
I mean, I'll admit that I did a little Facebook stalking, but I never really did.
You Facebook stalked them, and that's how you found them.
Yeah.
Okay, so Major, do you think you're the father of this 7-year-old child?
No, I don't think so. I am at all. As far as I can remember, besides, like, you know, there's a couple nights in Cancun that are a little foggy, but I always made sure I had protection on me.
Did he always wear protection, Molly?
I mean, I'll admit some nights were a little hazy. You know, I know that we did sometimes, but I can't say.
It's hard to say. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like they were just inebriated the whole time.
That's Cancun when you're on spring break having a good time. You
know? So true.
You're drinking tequila, you're whooping it up a little bit. So, Molly, can I ask you a question? Like, when you first had the baby, did you ever think about contacting Major, or you just automatically thought it was your boyfriend's?
I just assumed it was my boyfriend's.
When did you... How long did it take for you to find out it wasn't your boyfriend's?
Kind of fairly recently, because we had broken up.
Wow. So your boyfriend thought he had a child for 7 years?
Pretty much, huh? Wow. Yeah.
Major, you had no contact with Molly, didn't know anything about this. Do you have children, Major?
I don't, not at the moment.
Are you seeing anyone right now?
Currently, yeah.
Okay.
So this is going to come as a shock to everybody if this is indeed your child.
Yeah, I'm glad none of you are married, because that would be a big surprise to your significant other.
That would be very terrible right there. So, Major, if this is your child, then what?
I mean, I highly doubt it is, but...
He's so sure.
I guess I'll have to figure out some stuff. I mean...
Yeah, you do.
You got a lot of stuff to figure out. Did you see the baby, Major? Have you seen it? Does it look like you?
It looks nothing like me. So I'm pretty sure I'm not the father here.
I mean, it's been a long time since you've guys seen each other.
But they
though.
Really don't know each other. You guys really don't know each other. It's just like a summertime spring break fling, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's all.
Wow. This is a little funny.
Are you guys even from the same state or no?
No.
Yeah, because I know you're from here, Chicago, Marley, but Major.
Yeah, Major's not from Chicago.
Oh, man,
no.
This is crazy.
No, wow. Molly, are you absolutely sure that there's nobody else but Major that this could be the father of this child? Are you sure?
I honestly can't think of a single other person I could be.
There was no other hookups for you in Cancun?
No.
Major.
No.
Major, if I open this, I mean, you're a college graduate working your behind off. Are you ready to take on the responsibility? And would you take on the responsibility of this 7-year-old?
I'm not ready, but I feel like if it is my child, then I gotta help, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, this is difficult. This is difficult. Okay. Here go the envelope. Thank you both for being here today. I mean, I really appreciate it. Let's get this thing going and let's see what's what. Okay, Major, when it comes to you, sir, being the father of this 7-year-old from a fling you had in Cancun, You are 99.999%. Wow, Jen BT.
What? Please tell me.
Major, congratulations. You're a daddy.
Wow.
That's your child, bro. What's next?
How are you feeling? Walk us through it.
Not good.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely did not expect that.
You sound like a good guy, Major. I feel like you're going to do the right thing. Do you? I mean, Marley, do you want him in your child's life? What's going to happen on your end? I mean, you're the mom. You're the consistent parent here.
Right.
Yeah, I definitely, I mean, I want my child, I want my father, the father of my child, if he wants to be in the life, then, you know, I would absolutely want him to, but I'm certainly not going to force him. I don't want my kid to feel like he was a mistake or a burden or anything like that.
Right. So, I think y'all should keep the Cancun story away from the kid. Just tell him y'all met, y'all know each other, you were good friends, and you had a child together, and good luck to the both of you, and Major, take care of your kid. Marley, take care of it, and y'all just raise a little baby together. It's going to be beautiful. Beautiful life. Yeah. Welcome to fatherhood, Major.
Thanks.
Thanks for being on the Ed Lover Show. Y'all take it easy.